Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
In the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Well, hello, 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 and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're going to get to some truth today because we have a very special guest. And if you know of the Oxford Club, you're going to hear a lot more about it in a moment. And you will certainly know of Steve McDonald. He is a contributing editor of Wealthy Retirement and The Income Letter. Now, if those sound like things you'd like to read, you're right. It is written especially for the kind of listeners that we have. But I also know that you guys get inundated with solicitations for newsletters, financial newsletters, health newsletters. Today we're going to concentrate on the financial side. What is really in these letters? Who prepares them? Is it something that you can use for your wealthy retirement? How is the best way to use it? And how do editors actually go about giving you the information that they offer? So it kind of demystifies this whole world that might be filling up your mailbox or filling up your email, and give you some guidance on this. And no one's better than Steve McDonald. He's been himself a broker for at least a decade. He is the editor, contributing editor. He's the creator of something. We're going to find out what that is, Slap in the Face Award, and a lot more. Thank you, Steve, for being with us today.
Thank you, Adrienne. It's my pleasure.
And I'd like to just dive in with some of the things and unpack some of the things that I'm interested in knowing about. Many, many years ago, I had a newsletter, and it was before the days of robo-investing, and I picked things very differently than I think is done today. So let me throw this to you. Who is reading your newsletter? What type, what is the financial behavior mindset of the folks that you write for?
Well, the Oxford Club, I think, is almost entirely people over the age of 55, probably closer to 60. Based on those people who attend our conferences and the emails that I get from my readers, I would say just about everybody has reached that point in their life where they've got to get serious about retirement, about their money, and they want to get out of the stock of the month club. They want to get out of the, the high pressure packaged product selling that Wall Street seems to be so good at. And they want to, communicate with people who have no other interest but to make money. And, we accept no advertising of any kind. No one is allowed to edit anything from my content. If I put it out there, it's exactly as I want it to be. So unlike the brokerage business, which is one of the biggest reasons I left the brokerage business, I'm not called in on the carpet saying, you're supposed to be selling this, Steve, and you're not.
Right, right,
and we'd like to know why, that sort of thing.
So the first thing we're seeing here is that newsletters, the best of them, can give an independent voice. But the second thing you mentioned was the Oxford Club itself. Now, there's a reason that it's called a club. The people at the Oxford Club do have, and I'm not saying this in the wrong way, money is almost a hobby for them. They really do care. And one of the folks that I worked with once said, Michael Chekin, money goes where it's treated the best. And these are people who are paying attention.
Absolutely.
So you just had a terrific conference. So it's not just the newsletter. Tell us a bit more about the Oxford Club as a club and the events that go on there.
Yeah, the the Oxford Club is truly a group of like-minded people, and that I never really understood that, I think, until I got a little older. I've been with them 15 years, and I'm 65 this year, and I think I might have been a little young to be in the information side when I was 50, when I first came on board.
But you're a baby now to most of us. You're a baby now to me, so that's okay.
Well, thank you. I'll come on this show all the time. It's really like-minded people, and it isn't just investment information. For example, you mentioned my two-minute retirement solution. I really don't go into investments there, but that is a lifestyle weekly column that I do, where I talk about everything from drugs to, in fact, I'm working on one right now about alcohol consumption in the retired community. We talk about estate planning, but we don't sell estate planning. We talk about the importance,
right,
some of the trip wires, things like that. You know, but we also have trips. We have trips all over the world for our people, and that is the best part of my job. In fact, I'm going to pick up one of our cruises on the Isle of Ibiza. We cruise up and down the coast of France and Spain. That's in May. In November and December, I'm going to be in Austria with our members, hosting a 10-day Christmas markets tour. So, you know, there's so much more involved in the Oxford Club than just the newsletters. There's a members exchange, for example. If you have a home or something you want to sell, or an antique car or a coin collection, we have a whole separate publication where members, free of charge, our lifetime members can list whatever they have for sale to our other members. And, you know, it's just an amazing worldwide network. We have readers from everywhere that you can imagine. And it's really a crusade. It isn't just a newsletter. It is a crusade. Julia Guth, who runs she's the executive director, you know, always has her thumb on us. You know, this will be high quality. This will be accurate. You know, we are not just selling newsletters here. You know, we're managing money for grandmothers and grandfathers here.
Right. And I'll throw in one thing. I've had a relationship of being one of the speakers for many, many decades at the Action Club. It is fun. It's fine people. And I will say that the other aspect to it with Julia, just because you mentioned her name, is that there's charitable aspects to this. She herself has identified schools in Nicaragua, other areas. So if people are saying, gee, I really want to do some good in the world with my money too, not only can they talk to each other about that and share what they found to be excellent charities, but through the Oxford Club itself, they've got some vehicle for this. So when I say that the folks have money as a hobby, not always money for themselves, it's that they know the power of this. So now let's go back to the newsletters. Now, there are many, many newsletters to the Oxford Club, but I specifically asked Steve, as contributing editor of the Income Letter and Wealthy Retirement, to be with us because of the issue of income as you get older. So you have a hard job. And that is, you know, anybody can make a stock a sexy story, but income already is you fall asleep. So how do you do your research? No, it's true. Is that true or not? Yeah,
well,
companies.
You know,
the
what
other
they
one
say
is
on Wall Street. On Wall Street, the saying goes: the stock guys wear Gucci's, we wear Rockports.
Right. Well, exactly. But you know what? At a certain age, you want the Rockport guy. So how do you operate?
Sure do.
How do you make those? Yeah, you do. So how do you make those decisions for your newsletter? You say you're independent, so it's really on you. And what's your thought process?
Well, it's actually a consortium. It's not just my thought process. Years ago, I built what I call the weasel wire when I was working as a broker. Because it only takes about 6 to 12 months as a baby broker to realize that the brokerage business is not there to benefit the clients. I know what I'm talking about.
What a surprise. Everybody's shocked now. Don't be shocked.
Everybody's shocked by that. But, you know, you had better be good at what you do. And that means you have to be able to spot the gold in all the garbage. And so I built this weasel wire. It's a collection of guys that have been in the business 25, 30, some cases 35 years. They have nothing to gain. You know, I don't pay them a dime, but we get on the phone a couple times a week. We talk about what's going on out there. We share ideas, and my ideas, you know, as I said, we manage money for grandmothers and grandfathers. That's That's what we do. Those are our people. And as I say to all the folks who work with us, the younger folks who don't get to travel, who don't get to communicate with the members, I say, you know, would you sell that to your grandmother? That's the question, the first question that comes up into my mind. And, you know, I kill myself trying to get my readers in my bond, especially in my Oxford Bond Advantage, where I recommend corporate bonds. You know, I've developed an entire training course for them that comes with the membership. I hammer home. I constantly hammer on them. And I make no apologies for repeating myself. Diversify over quality. You know, the rating of the bond. You have to diversify over industry. You have to diversify over maturity. You have to keep your bond's maturity short. You cannot, you know, go out there shopping just for yield. You're going to get your head handed to you. It's only a matter of time before these rates really reverse and start to move up. You know, so everything is about safety. Everything is about preservation of capital, but making enough money on your money to pay your bills. And I think one of the overriding concerns is that you never, ever go outside your risk envelope. You know, we have
so
an entire...
What we're going to do now, Steve, we're going to stop there because we're going to take a little bit of a break so we pay our bills without commercials. But when we come back, two magic things. Yeah, that's true. We got to pay two magic things. One is how to determine your own risk tolerance, what you mean by that. And the other is you said the magic word that interest rates might go up, so you want to stay short term. And, you know, with the stock market, everybody's very focused. Are we in a bubble? Is it going up and down? But they're not looking at something that might bite them even more, and that is in long-term bonds or mutual fund bonds, mutual or ETFs, and rates go up. So these are important things for you guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Steve McDonald, and we'll let you know how to find the Action Plus and his wonderful work.
For my age.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement.
Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And one of the things, that one of the reasons I think we've been on for 5 years is that we bring you information that nobody else does, whether it's about health, whether it's about travel, whether it's about entertainment, even, you know, your relationships. Pretty soon we'll be focusing on grandparents because I'm going to become one next week.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Yeah. Isn't that great? And I will tell everybody that I write for a newsletter, nothing to do with money, but it's called Bottom Line Personal, and my blog is called Aging for Beginners, Steve. Aging for Beginners. And you can take a look at that at Bottom Line Personal. And the next three articles are the Grandma Chronicles. So you can imagine what that's going to be about. But today we have with us Steve McDonald, who's a premier newsletter editor, contributing editor to Income Letter and Wealthy Retirement. He writes the 2-Minute Retirement Solution, which is not about money, but about lifestyle as well. But really, he's known for picking the right corporate bonds, other income vehicles. People want to know how to find the Astor Club and how to know where to find your work. So let's start off by telling them that, Steve.
Well, the Oxford Club is at oxfordclub.com. Oxford like the university, but not associated with the university. And on that website, you will find the Income Letter, Wealthy Retirement, and my Oxford Bond Advantage, which is the corporate bond portfolio that I manage. So they're all located in one spot.
So now one of the things, I'm going to use that to talk a little bit about risk. You mentioned before we had to take our break that people have to understand what their risk tolerance is. Now, right. In the bond portfolio, let's say the corporate bond portfolio, is that built with a certain risk level so people will know, hey, that's me, that's about right for me, or are there several choices that they have to make? How would they actually use it and understand their own risk tolerance?
Well, I just did an article the other day. I think it came out Tuesday, or it's coming out next Tuesday, that talked exactly about how to find your risk tolerance. And I said, you know, there are all types of technical indicators that you can use. But I said one of the best ways to figure out what your risk tolerance is after one of these days that we've had recently, these 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 point days up and down, you know, after a couple of those, take a few seconds, sit back and think about what is your gut telling you about this? I mean, if you are pacing around the house, wringing your hands, calling your friends, calling your broker, saying, what should we do, what should we do, what should we do? You're in the wrong investments. You're outside your risk tolerance. Your risk tolerance is, I define it by saying that you should be able to hold your portfolio through any up and down until you hit preset stop limits. Okay, so if you know, I live down here in the retirement belt in Florida, and
Right.
People come up to me all the time. You know, people in my neighborhood where I hang out for breakfast in the morning. It's the best place in the world for information about investing. Actually, what not to invest in is probably a better description. And they'll come up to me and go, where is the market going? What am I supposed to do? How should I handle this? And I always, nobody listens, but I always say the same thing. If you're asking me that, you're in the wrong investment. So the best thing you could probably do is get out of those things and start over. Because if you're that jumpy about the market at our age, and most of these people are older than I am, then you are definitely assuming way too much risk.
Now let's talk about risk. Let's understand this. If interest rates go up roughly 1%, you could lose roughly 10% if you're in a long-term bond. People don't realize that the volatility is not only in stocks, it's also in bonds.
Right.
So I know one of your philosophies is don't go long. Don't go long with these.
Right.
But I'm going to do it to you anyway. I'm going to ask you, what do you see? Do you think we're going to have progressively higher rates? What's your feeling about that?
Well, you know, the economy is doing very, very well. A lot of people don't like Trump, and certainly the press doesn't like Trump. But, you know, I have a lot of trouble arguing with the results of what he's doing. Would I like to turn off his Twitter account and gag him? Yes, I would.
Right.
But the economy is doing incredibly well under him, and most people have never seen this type of economy or the type of interest rate market that we're going to be going back. We have been without inflation now for, 10 years, maybe longer?
Yes.
Real inflation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I and most of the people listening remember double-digit inflation. My first mortgage in 1983 was 13.625%. That's inflation. Those are high interest rates.
Right. But super savers, we would read online that the bank, they were 19% for a short period of time. You could get 19% on your CD for a short. So,
yeah,
you know,
inflation was taking 16 and 17. Yeah, but inflation was taking 16 and 17% of that, and then you paid your taxes. So no matter what you're earning on a CD, you're losing money long term. I mean, yes, we all have some cash. You have to keep it around, but you're losing money no matter what the inflation rate is. Because, you know, where's the inflation rate now? 2%? And you're getting about 1.5% from a CD or 2% maybe for a short CD.
Yeah.
But is our interest rate going to go up? They have to.
Yeah. So we are seeing that, and that's why it's very important to kind of use the philosophy that Steve has been doing for a long time, 15 years, and that is stay short. Explain to them why having short-term interest will help if interest rates go up.
Yeah. Municipal bonds and government bonds, treasuries, have a one-to-one correlation, virtually a one-to-one correlation with interest rates. As interest rates go up, the market value of existing bonds goes down. I like corporate bonds because there's a negative correlation between interest rates and corporate bond prices. Now that's the first thing you have to understand. These long-maturity mutual funds, ETFs, or long-maturity bonds are going to get crucified in the next 3, 5, 10, 7-year period as rates go back to normal. And normal is around 4% on the 10-year, and we're at 2.7 right now. So it's got a long way to go. As I said, corporate rates have a negative correlation to interest rates, and the shorter the maturity of the corporate bond, the less volatility you have. And the key to owning a bond is staying in your bond. Collect that interest. Wait till maturity, unless the market gives us a nice surprise and we're able to sell it for a profit beforehand, which we do in about half the cases. Now, we go with short maturities because, for example, even without the interest rate factor, in the last few weeks as the markets have gone crazy, we've only seen about a 1 or 2% fluctuation in our corporate bond portfolio. They aren't tied to the stock market. They are tied to fundamentals. And if you keep a 5-year average maturity, which is what I tell people to do, you know, you should see little or no effect from increasing interest rates.
Okay.
But the key is interest rates and maturity.
So what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to talk a little bit about slap in the face award. I can't wait to hear what that's about. But we're also going to talk about I love that idea. And by the way, Steve is very, very funny. I'm not really allowing him to be because I want his pearls of wisdom to get out. But he is hysterical, and people just flock to him for entertainment as well as education at these conferences. However, one of the things that Good Newsletter does for you is helps you with self-discipline, which we don't get very often in our lives. We'll talk about that, how to use the newsletter. We'll be back in just a moment.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate. For my age.
And hello, 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 and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bowl, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about what? About aging. So let me reintroduce the show to you guys who are just tuning in from different parts of the country. We are, as far as I know, and nobody has challenged me, the only syndicated show on successful aging in the country. And you can either hear us from your local stations, for many of you throughout the nation. You can also always hear us from anywhere in the world on BizTalk, and that's a free app. We are on always at 10 a.m. on Sundays, and that's Eastern time, and in many, many states, Saturday night as well. And, of course, you can go to GenerationBoldRadio.com and hear all the archives from many, many years, send us pictures, read some of the articles. It's just a very nice group of people who are our listeners. And just a couple of weeks ago, I launched a blog, and that blog is called Aging for Beginners, and you can get that at Bottom Line Personal, which is one of the larger newsletter services, also online, Bottom Line Personal, Aging for Beginners. So I'm going to throw this now back to a fellow who's toiled in the field of newsletters for a very, very long time. His name is Steve McDonald. I think you already know how interesting he is, but also how on top of your needs he is. He's a contributing editor to Oxford Club's Income Letter and Wealthy Retirement. Before we go further, I'm just going to ask you again, Steve. I didn't tell you I'd do this during the break. Tell everybody again where to find the Oxford Club and your letters.
Yeah, the website is oxfordclub.com, or there's also a website called oxfordbondadvantage.com where you can get information about my corporate bond service that I run. So everything you need is on those two websites.
And we're going to unpack that in a minute, but first I'm just curious because I saw in your bio that you are the creator of, hello, the Slap in the Face Award. Now, what is the Slap in the Face Award?
Oh, God, this goes back about 10 years. During the collapse, the 2008-2009 collapse, I found myself doing segments. At that time, I think it was called the Weekly Update, where every week, you know, these people, these bankers, these brokers, these people who should have gone to jail and didn't go to jail would say some of the stupidest things I've ever heard come out of an adult's mouth. And some of them were even done under oath in front of Congress. And I started writing about them and saying, you know, here's this week's slap in the face from Washington or from Wall Street. And it's kind of evolved, though, into a retirement commentary where I talk about I think I did one recently about dating in your golden years and things not to do or things that people are doing online for internet dating that I just find hilarious, like using a picture that's 20 or 30 years old and expecting the person on the other end not to figure it out. I mean, that's the sort of thing we do. It's mostly retirement related now and things I hear people saying down here in the retirement belt that I just find funny and entertaining. That sort of thing. It's supposed to be lighthearted, but occasionally I give them a good slap in the face. A lot of people can use it once in a while.
And do people who are subscribers to your newsletter get that automatically? Are they able to have access to that?
Yeah, this is actually free.
Cool.
If you go to wealthyretirement.com and just give them your email, you'll get that video, the Slap in the Face Award video every Friday and the 2-Minute Retirement Solution every Tuesday. Those are all free.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah,
well, that's really cool. Well, one thing about a picture, and then I really want to unpack how people should use newsletters. I also do a lot of seminars, as you do, and I've been using an old picture. like you're talking about, and I'm self-conscious about it, and I make a joke about it, oh, everybody should see my picture from 1972. But I decided to get a new picture, and I did. And then it came back, and it looked younger. I said, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
This is really false advertising.
Really?
Yes, false advertising. I said, well, and he said, well, you know, I photoshopped all your wrinkles out. So I paid $500 for a picture. Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Right, for a picture to look younger. And everybody looks at this, and they say, what a vain person this is. She gives me a picture like when she was 12. I said, no, I paid $500.
Oh, no.
I took it last week, but it's photoshopped. So you can't win.
Funny.
Let me tell you about this on the picture. It is true, though. All right, now let's go back. We do get things in the mailbox, emails, so on. You must buy this. You must go to this service, this alert. So the first specific question I want to ask you is, you do both an alert or trading portfolio service and a
right.
newsletter. What's the difference
right.
between the two, and do you use both? Should somebody use both, and in what circumstance? Explain that to us.
A newsletter normally comes out once a month. And, in fact, there's quite a bit of talk right now in the industry that that should be a daily service, not a monthly. In our newsletter, for example, Mark Lichtenfeld will recommend a dividend stock. I'll recommend a corporate bond, always investment grade. In the income letter, it's all investment grade corporate bonds. And,
right.
the issue that's being raised in the industry right now is, well, you know, I have to write that 2 weeks before it goes out in order to get it through legal and editing. There's a question about how timely it is. So, you know, you may be seeing the newsletter shifting to daily or weekly updates, which I totally agree with. I do two updates a week on my Oxford Bond Advantage. I don't know how you can do it on a monthly basis. How do you use a monthly newsletter? Use it as a suggestion, something you should consider. I always encourage my people, do a little research yourself, but always give it, the fire. Is this appropriate for me? Does this fit my risk tolerance? Is it something I understand? Am I going to be able to own this through a sell-off? The biggest
right.
problem the average guy has who manages his own money is panic selling at the bottom. And, boy, there's a lot of it going on right now in this market.
Right.
Now, on the trading service, yeah. Yeah, that has to be much more specific. That's something where the editor, which is my goal, I try to stay in touch with my people. I want to update them. I have two fixed updates on Wednesday and Friday. And the purpose of the Wednesday is to update the portfolio, make a new recommendation, talk about sells and that sort of thing. On Friday, it's strictly, in most cases, I'm slapping them on the wrist going, look, I read every email that's sent to me, and there's an email address on every alert. That's something you should look for in a service. If this guy who's selling you a service is only going in one direction, he's only sending you information, and you have no opportunity to question him, I'd consider someone else. You know, everybody at the Oxford Club reads every email that we receive, and we have, you can go directly to the Oxford Club or directly to me at the Oxford Bond Advantage email address that's listed in every alert. And, that is essential to me because my members get to complain, they get to compliment me, but I get to hear what they're thinking about. And that helps me guide where I'm going on the education level because a trading service shouldn't just be investment ideas. It should also be structure, feedback. You know, I've got 35 years. And I want to share that with my readers, and the only way to do that is to know what they're having trouble with. So it's about communication as much as it is about investment ideas. It's about education as much as investing as well.
Fantastic. You know, we have just about 2 minutes, and I know that one of the things you said earlier was that there's actually some lesson or courses or education, I don't know what you call it, if you become a member and you have your newsletter. So is that the kind of an education in how bonds work or corporate bonds work? Is that what you've set out
exactly.
for people who are beginners? Fantastic.
Yeah, there are
so
five videos.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
There are five videos that are part of the service. And what I say to my people is, listen, do not buy a bond until you watch all five of those and understand them. And then if you have questions, email me directly. I will answer the questions for you, actually, for legal reasons. It has to go through one of my guys in research. For some crazy reason, Adrian, federal law prohibits me from communicating with people one-on-one. So it's got to go through a guy in research. But I'm writing the answers. He's sending them out to the readers. But, yeah, education is key. You know, most people have really bad backgrounds in money. You and I both know that.
Well, you know, talk about restrictions. I'm licensed. I'm a financial gerontologist.
Okay.
I work with people on insurance, 65. I have a Series 65, and that's what I do in my day job, let's say. Well, as a result, I can't say anything on the radio. I can't tell people what's going on in my world on the radio.
I can
talk to you. And I could interview you. You could tell people what's going on in the world of corporate bonds and income, but I can't.
Yeah.
So isn't
that's
that an interesting thing? That's how it's our restrictions. When we come back, I want to talk to you. It's unbelievable. We're coming almost to the end of our line here. I want to talk to you again about the integration of newsletters, specifically financial newsletters, with how you're talking with your financial planner or your advisor so that people can understand how to navigate that. It's not necessarily one or the other.
I am happy.
Don't go anywhere.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate. For my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And let me just give you our website again. For those of you who are just tuning in, have never heard of this show, or just surfing on the radio, this is the only show that deals with aging. Now, don't turn this one off. Aging starts at 30. It is not for people who happen to have just hit 65 and all of a sudden you think about your aging. It's biological, it's psychological, it's economic. It's relationship-driven, it's travel and leisure-driven. There's so many topics that we cover with some of the best educators in the country, in the world. For those of you who know this show, we often have folks from all over, everywhere. We've had people from Singapore to Australia to London and so on. You cannot find this information anywhere else in this way. So if you want to look at the archives and see if a topic of interest to you is on there, and you can listen free of charge always, you go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. There's also a section there called Ask Adrienne. And if there's a topic that you think is missing or a guest you'd like to hear about, we've had many celebrities on the show, let us know about it, because even Hollywood is stepping up to the plate when it comes to aging. There's a lot of shows on exactly about that. The big hoo-ha over the Roseanne show, for example. This is an older family now. They morphed from a young family with young kids to us. So let's talk about it together on GenerationBoldRadio.com. Now, speaking of talking, we have one of the best lecturers ever on personal finance with us right now, and his name is Steve McDonald. I've had at least 3 or 4 opportunities to hear him, and he mentioned very early in the show that the Oxford Club is also a travel club, a financial travel. Yeah. You may never have heard of that, but I've had the pleasure of being on some of the most beautiful trips, ships, places in the world. And at the same time, I'm meeting great, and I'm learning about personal finance. And Steve is often a lecturer there. He's the contributing editor of the Income Letter and Wealthy Retirement for the Oxford Club. So one of the things I wanted to ask Steve, and we talked about this a bit during the break, many people have financial advisors already. Not everybody's a do-it-yourselfer. How do they use a newsletter? How do they integrate it? Is their financial advisor going to take umbrage that they have suggestions, or should they separate a portfolio? How have you seen your readers use the newsletter in this way?
I would say it's a 50-50 thing. Half our people manage their own money, half use an advisor of some sort, whether it's a CPA or their attorney or a financial advisor. You know, if you take an idea to a financial advisor and they poo-poo it because, quote, it came from a newsletter and you can't trust those people, I'd think about a different financial advisor. I mean, if you bring something to now, that's assuming that you've had some success with this letter, which our readers do with our letters. They're all successful. They don't last very long. But if you take something to your broker, I think his responsibility is to take a look at it, research it for you, and give you feedback in his opinion. If he automatically poo-poos it because it comes from someone else, I definitely consider another broker. In fact, I encourage my bond people to use a full-service broker, especially if they're new to bonds, because it's a different world. We're a stock head. The market is all about equity. It's all about stock. Bonds are a different language. There are different concepts. So I actually list four brokers on my newsletter on every alert. I don't get 1 cent from them. I don't get so much as a cup of coffee from them. The club is very, very strict about that. But I list those brokers, and I always say to people when they write in emails, they'll say, my broker can't get this bond, or my broker couldn't sell this bond, or my broker said, bonds are risky. And my response to that is, this guy's buying you stock and he's telling you bonds are risky. But by listening, the newbie should be getting some help. They need somebody to watch their back. I like full service brokers. I use a full service broker myself. It's a 50-50 call.
The trends are going away from full service brokers, and be aware of that. Just be aware that you get what you pay for very, very frequently until
exactly.
You become your own pro.
Yeah. One of the big red flags that I had before the sell-off started is that all of the online brokers were reporting record numbers of new investors, first-time investors, opening accounts. And that, to me, was the final red flag. In fact, I wrote a piece in the Slap in the Face Award, and I said, that's it. That's the final piece of the puzzle. The sell-off is going to start now. And it did. I hit it right on the head, right on. And it was pure luck, of course.
You know, one of the things I can say, I guess, is we know that one of the indicators of a market going down is buying of odd lots. And the reason that we know this is the small investor buys an odd lot, not 100 shares, because they can't afford to go into 100 shares. So the minute the odd lots start coming in, we know small people are coming in. Once small people are coming in, it's all over. We know right away that they're going against the trend. So that's exactly what I'm saying that about stocks, as you're saying about bonds. But I do want to make sure that we don't, before we leave, how much money do you think people need to have? People might be thinking, hey, I just don't have enough money in my portfolio. Can you get into a good bond portfolio for a small amount? Because you did say diversify, to diversify risk.
Yeah.
Or is there some threshold that you're going to suggest to people?
Yeah, the minimum you should own or you should have is probably $20,000, $25,000. I would prefer to see a little more, so you get more diversification. One of the rules of thumb is own as many bonds as you can manage and buy the smallest positions you can. That's one in two bonds if you have to. So at $20,000, that would give you about 10 bonds, and that's really the minimum that you should own.
Oh, this is fascinating, and I think people are gearing up to realizing that after they retire, the money, it's an old-fashioned saying, but the money has to go out and work for you. And the way it does that is by getting you income. And so that is really why it's called a C. McDonald's income letter through the Oxford Club and Wealthy Retirement and all the fun stuff, like the two-minute retirement and the slap in the face award and so on. So thank you so much, Steve. You know, these we think at the beginning of the hour that we have a lot of time to talk, and then all of a sudden it disappears on us. Yeah, I know. It's true of life, too, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
So thank you very much. And I want to tell everybody out there that this is the place for you to have a voice also. Many of our guests are chosen because you told us that that's what you guys want to hear about. So you're getting newsletters in the mail. And get out there, kids, and make it happen.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,